The following is a special presentation of Tony Curry Radio.
This is the Inferno Podcast. It's the official podcast of UAB Athletics. Blazer fans, this is the place every week for an inside look into UAB Athletics. This episode is brought to you by Pearl River Resort.
Welcome back to the Inferno Podcast, the official podcast of UAB Athletics. It's a new year, it's a new season, and it's a new host. I'm Madison Page, and today is Season 3, Episode 1. Today's episode rundown is always brought to you by Legacy Credit Union, the official credit union of UAB Athletics. Joining me today is going to be women's basketball player Callie Smallwood for our Blazer of the Week. Joining her is going to be women's basketball assistant coach Ty Morgan-Thaler as our coach's corner. And if you didn't know, the transfer portal for football is now open until January 16th. Men's basketball just gained their first win versus USF in the conference, and women's basketball is looking to join them as they hail for their first win. Follow us on YouTube and socials and ring that bell in the notifications so that you stay tuned and keep up with us. Join us soon as we'll be talking with Ty Morgan-Thaler for our Coach's Corner. Welcome back to the Inferno Podcast. Today we have the Coach's Corner presented by Viva Health and Pepsi. So, Coach Ty,
yes.
I want to start with, let's go all the way back to perspective. You've coached for about every single level. You have assistant coach, head coach, mm-hmm. Power Five, mid-major. When you first walked into practice at UAB, what immediately stood out to you?
You know, right away, what stood out to me was the culture. I could tell that right away, just the connection the kids had together. You know, Coach Norton has been here. This is going on his 13th season. So, and he had everything, you know, that way he wanted it done. And so it was a pretty easy transition. It was smooth. And the one thing that really helped as well is, like, I've had a good relationship with Coach throughout the last, you know, 20 some years. And so I know how he runs his program. But again, just to be able to walk into that practice that first day and knowing as a coach, I'm going into somewhere that he knows what he wants done. And it's not going to be every day we're going to change something. So it gave me a lot of confidence as a coach. And, you know, again, I was fortunate enough I felt like I gelled pretty well with the kids right away and got, you know, strong relationships with them. And it's been a fun, you know, honestly, about 5-6 months right now.
So how did you and Coach Randy meet?
You know, it's we're both Midwest guys. Mm-hmm. And so really the first time I think I met Coach was on the road. I was at a school called Bradley University, and he was at Illinois State. And we're extremely big rivals. It's about a 45-mile distance there in Illinois. And I think recruiting against a lot of kids that we'd go against each other. So it kind of built that. And then, you know, once I kind of told my story a little bit to him, it's like, man, you know this person, then vice versa, I'd know that person. And so we just kind of connected. And I just could tell right away he was a strong Christian man. And so my wife, Julie, and his wife, Claire, we've just kind of connected right away. And just ever since, I've been at different schools. When I'm having my struggles here and there, I'd call him and he'd give me some really good insight. And because he's got a, you know, wealth of knowledge and experience as well. So I took advantage of that for sure.
Yeah. So you guys are big family guys. Do you feel like this program is like a huge family? You were able to just kind of like mesh into there immediately.
You know, it really is. You know, and again, I've worked for a lot of coaches, and a lot of coaches talk family, talk, you know, the right things. But Randy does. He walks it. He truly does. And I think, you know, our players, if you would ask them when we're not around, they would say the same thing. And, you know, it's just, again, I think I was talking to a coach a couple of days ago, and when I was out on the road, I was over in Phoenix and asking how the transition's been. And, you know, it's just my back to them is I every day I know what I'm going to get, which is really refreshing. And again, that's just a commitment to the program and what Coach does and how he runs things. And so it's not a, you know, this week we're off the wall. This week, you know, you win, you lose. We're every day we just come in, we do the same thing. We work, we grind, we try to help our players. That's the first and foremost thing. And then we take day by day and opponent by opponent, and it's refreshing. And again, that's how I would, if I was a head coach, and I'd want to run that program that way too.
So from the outside looking in, what do you want people to like know about this team and know about this program?
You know, this team, honestly, I think the first thing I'd want them to know, they're a very caring group. They want to be good. They do. They want to be good on the court. They want to be good off the court. They're high achievers. Which is, I think that's why we are going to be successful. And we've had some glimpses of that as well. And, when we've had some tough losses, they bounce back. We had a tough loss last week on the road at the first conference game. You know, it really could have gone our way, and it probably should have. And it didn't, the last couple of minutes, it just didn't go that way. But the next day in practice, I was so encouraged by how they responded. They came in, it's like, yeah, that was really tough. But you know what? We have a long season ahead of us. We're going to grow. So those are things that, I really see in this team. And really what's going to help them after this 4 years, 5 years of basketball, it's going to be beyond life. They're going to be so successful in their careers, and they're going to get a top-notch education here at UAB. And so, again, it's just it's a joy to be around them. Keeps me young, and that's what I enjoy as well.
I love that. So when you've had so many different players, you've led players from like the ASUN, from the ACC, like how do you continue to allow players to develop themselves and let them know that like you're going in the right track and you're leading yourself to something bigger?
Yeah, I always tell the players, like, honestly, I really do mean this. I've said this everywhere I've been. If I do my job the way it should be done, the right way, it's all about them. It's not about me. It's all about them. And that's how I approach every single day, especially when I'm on the court or if I'm recruiting a player. But I'm going to learn more from them than they would possibly learn from me. I really mean that. So I've learned as I've gotten older, as I've been around a lot of different coaches, as I've been around a lot of different programs, that I listen to them. Like, it's not all about me. And that one thing I've learned from my father, it's just a long time coach, they're the ones out there playing. So I ask them, I have a idea what I would like to do. I have an idea what I want them to do and how we're going to defend or how we're going to score this ball and all the different things. But they're the ones out there actually doing it. Yeah. So I'm okay. Like, I ask them, if Callie, if there's a mismatch, I say, how can we get you more shots? She might say, well, here, they're doing this, because she feels it. She's out there. I'm just sitting watching, but she actually feels it. So I think that relationship, and really for me, just to be open and listen. And again, it's all about all of us, not just one person. So they might have the right answer, which is great. We'll run with that.
So going back to your dad, you come from a really big coaching family. Mm-hmm. At what moment did you really realize, like, this is what I want to do and I'm going to be successful in it?
Yeah, honestly, right away in grade school. I mean, this is the life my brother and I had lived. And, I remember those are the best days of my life. I mean, I remember as a young boy, my brother and I, my mom, we would jump on a plane and we'd fly to California, different places. And, my dad would always take us as long as we weren't missing a ton of school. But just the relationships I saw him build with the young men, he was on the men's side forever, and just, have them over Thanksgiving and have them just, helping them. And I definitely knew I was going to be a teacher or be a basketball coach. And, and I have the passion, the drive, but I had a really fortunate to have a opportunity to watch a great role model in my dad to, just show me how to do that the right way. And I've been fortunate.
Yeah. Do you still lean on your family for advice when it comes to those hard moments?
No question. So my father, of course, has retired for quite a while, but he still watches every single ball game, and I call him after every game, and we'll kind of rehash a little bit of the games. But it's something I hope I can get away with. But he once he retired, he really became just a fan. He doesn't really, he'll give some advice, but he just wants to be a fan, a loving father, and help and give me some guidance. But he doesn't really talk a lot of X and O's. Now, the guy that I do talk to with that is my brother. My brother's been really fortunate, been a longtime head coach at a school called Minnesota State. They won a national championship 2 years ago. So he's still in the business, and he's on the men's side as well. But he's a brother that I can call, and because we all have our ups and downs, and it's with players and losses and wins, and just I always kind of pick his brain to ask him, hey, how would you handle this situation? So it's unbelievable to have a family that I can go to and trust.
What's the best piece of advice they've ever given you?
Be true to yourself. Honestly, be true to yourself. Don't get too high. Don't get too low. Mm-hmm. I know a lot of people say that, but again, it's really, really true. It's a long season. It's a hard season. Like, and I have honestly one of the best wives I could possibly have. I mean, that was my number one recruit, and I've been with her for 29 years, but like, she didn't understand, you know, no one really understands this business, yeah. You know, and I know you're a successful volleyball player. No one understands what we go through on a daily grind. And, you know, we just don't, you know, show up and coach the basketball game and leave. You know, there's just so much more to it. So, you know, so I really worked on, and again, when I was younger, I'll be honest, I wasn't great at letting that game go. It kind of stuck with me probably too long. But now I've really kind of learned, you know what, give it 24 hours and then move on. And then I think that's helped me health-wise. I think it's helped help me with the players and also helped me be a better father as well.
Yeah, so going to your kids, like, what's your outlet? Whenever you go home and you have two boys, yeah. Like, going to your kids, like, what's your outlet, your let go for that?
You know, we're a huge beach family. Okay. We love to go to the beach. We love to go out to dinners. So that's something we really enjoy. So, and the one thing, my wife and my older son, we love to golf. You know, and again, I golf, I'm not a golfer. So there's a difference, you know, there's some really great golfers. I love to get my game better. But right now I'm just too busy to really play a lot of golf. But if I ever get a chance, we'll go out and play a quick 18. And again, it doesn't matter how we play. We just have a lot of fun and just get a chance to just kind of be normal. But those are the two big things my family likes. We love to go out to dinner. We love to go to the beach and get us on a golf course. We're good to go.
So we're transitioning into conference play. You guys have already played two games. Going into this season, what are some things that you're seeing this team completely improve and completely shift now they're going into like such a different competitive type of field?
Yeah, no, honestly, great question. And I love conference play. Mm-hmm. Non-conference is all about, you know, building us to get to where we want to get into conference play. But, you know, now every game matters. Every game's important. You know, we have an ultimate goal, of course, to make our conference tournament, get hot during that conference tournament time, and win it. That's our ultimate goal, and we talk about that every single day. But, you know, I just think that with our basketball team right now, we honestly are getting better. And I really hope and pray, and I really do feel like they feel that way as well. Mm-hmm. You know, from our, I remember the West Alabama game to today, and it's just a drastic difference in how we are playing. Some younger kids are stepping up. You know, some ones that maybe are not playing as much in the game are really helping us in practice on the scout team. So I'm excited. You know, right now we are 0-2 in league play, but again, we've had two really tough road games. We've been right there on both games. So we took a lot of positive out of those games, and now we're going to come back home to Bartow and lay everything on the line. And so this basketball team, you know, like the areas that we need to improve, and we're definitely talking about that. We're watching a film about that, is our rebounding ability. We need to do a better job rebounding, and we got to do a better job taking care of the basketball. And those are two things that are going to really put a lot of W's in that column. Those are things we're really emphasizing in a big way in practice. Our offense, I think we shoot the ball very, very well. I think we share the ball very, very well. It's just we have some breakdowns at critical times with the second, third opportunities, not getting aboard, or maybe a crucial turnover that's kind of hurting us at this point.
So when everything is said and done, what do you want this team to know about you, and what do you want this team to kind of take away from this program?
The biggest thing I want them to know about me is I care about them. I love them. I want them to be successful on and off the court. I'm going to coach them as hard as I can possibly coach them. But again, I feel like this. I've always said this, and I've been blessed to be able to do this quite a bit. If I do my job the right way, the right way, I'm going to be invited to their wedding down the road. And that to me means if I get a call or a card in the mail saying, you know, the date is this date. If I'm going to weddings 10, 15 years from now with the players I've coached, then I did my job the right way.
I love that. So to wrap everything up, I have a few rapid fire questions for you. So let's start. In a family full of coaches, who is the most competitive?
By far me.
Really?
100%, by far. I don't care what we do, what we play, what we're talking about. I want to win.
Are you like screaming at your family, or are you just kind of like cheering them on? How are we doing?
If it's like a golf deal, yeah. Or if it's something, yeah, we're talking. Yeah, we're talking a little trash. Yep, we talk some trash.
So at this point in your career, what keeps you continue to be excited about coming to practice, continue to be excited about giving back to these players?
Yeah, there's that passion. I have a strong passion about it. I care about it. One thing basketball has done for me, it's got me through school. It's got me an education. I've met a tremendous amount of people throughout this world. I've seen things that I probably would never be able to see at all. So I want to give back. Again, I'm really big on giving back. I'm really big on doing it the right way, because I really, truly feel if you do that consistently it's going to come back and reward you. And so that's how I wake up every morning feeling that way. I mean, I feel, and again, I kind of mentioned earlier, and I hate to repeat myself, but the team I've coached right now, you know, they're fun. Like, they're fun to be with. I mean, I enjoy going on the road with them. I mean, we talk and we have dinner and we do different things. And I honestly enjoy being around this group.
Yeah, well, I enjoyed having you here today, Coach. And thank you so much for coming to the Inferno podcast. And I'm looking so excited to seeing you for the rest of the season.
Awesome. And go Blazers.
That was Coach Ty Morgan-Thaler with our Coach's Corner. We'll be right back with our Blazer of the Week, Callie Smallwood.
If in life, it's a world of possibilities. If you go for a night out with friends. If you can keep an eye on your money along the way. If you know you have overdraft protection with no fee transfers from savings. When you get a low balance alert, it's easier to say yes to fun. If that sounds good, try Regions Life Banking.
Stay ready for the if in life. Regions Bank embrace the if in life.
Welcome back to the Inferno podcast. Today we have our Blazer of the Week, Callie Smallwood. Callie, how are we doing, girl?
Good. Thanks for having me.
Of course. So how has the season been for you so far?
I'd say it's been pretty good. You know, I mean, we've had some wins and we had some losses, but there's definitely been growth through all of it. So I'm excited for the rest of the season to come.
Yeah. So you're a girl with the transfer portal. How was that process like for you coming to UAB?
It wasn't as bad as I'm sure other people have had it. I figured after my season at Montevallo, like, mm-hmm. I just wanted to go and do something different. I felt led to do something different. And in that process, Coach Norton was just really adamant about, like, you know, like, you should come on a visit, or I'd like to talk to you. And so, like, we talked and he seemed really welcoming and things like that.
Yeah, what's been the hardest and the easiest part about your process?
The hardest part was probably leaving. Like, I didn't have any certain reason to want to leave Montevallo, and I had great friends that I still talk to this day from Montevallo. So I think just the whole, like, deciding that I was going to leave mm-hmm. was the hardest part for me. And then the best part was once I committed, that feeling of, like, relief and the stress off my back of, you know, finding where I'm gonna go was definitely the easiest part.
I feel like it's like a weight, like, lifted off your shoulders when you're finally finding like that forever home and you're here.
Yes.
What's your favorite part about just being in Birmingham and living in the city?
I think my favorite part about being in Birmingham is that it's not too far from, like, my home. I'm only about an hour north from here, mm-hmm. and I know a lot of people that live close to here, and my family's still able to come and, like, support me because I'm so close. And, you know, I can still hang out with some of my hometown friends because it's still close and mm-hmm. things like that.
So going back to your family, your mom coached you when you were in high school, and you
yes.
played with your sister.
Yes.
How was that experience? Did it, like, really make you who you are, or was it kind of like, oh, this is a lot?
Oh, for sure. I mean, it definitely made me into the player I am. And, you know, I was coached by my mother, but I was also coached by her brother
mm-hmm.
and their father, my grandfather.
Yeah.
And so I was around my mom's side of my family, or her family, all the time. And, you know, sometimes it is harder because, you know, you go home. Everybody gets to go home to their parents and, you know, get away from a game after a loss or something. But I go home to coach still.
Yeah.
And, you know, like, sometimes she would still be in coach mode when we get home. And so, you know, sometimes I was around it a lot and didn't really get a break after a loss or something like
mm-hmm.
that. But we were very fortunate of getting to play the highest level that there is in high school, which is the state championship. So, I mean, getting to experience that with my mother and my uncle and my grandfather and my sister was something that's not normal, like one of those once-in-a-lifetime kind of things. So that was really fun to me.
Continue.
I was just going to say, and I'll always remember it.
Yeah. Does she still kind of give you advice, like, when you're on the phone? Is she like, hey, Callie, like, I saw that game. Let me give
of
you
Of course. Yes, of course. And, I always ask for it.
Yeah.
You know, she knows a lot, and I obviously trust her with everything and trust her as a coach. And, you know, she really sees the game, and that's where I think I've gotten a lot from is, you know, watching her and studying with her. Mm-hmm. She just knows a lot about it, and it honestly helps me because sometimes I don't see things that she does when she's watching our game, so it helps me relate that back in the next game.
Would you ever follow in her footsteps and become a coach?
That's actually what I'm in school for.
Really?
Yes.
Oh my goodness, that's so exciting.
Yes. Yeah.
Was she excited to hear that?
She was.
Like,
yeah.
And she's ready. She's ready. Yes. She's like, okay, now we're Coach Callie. Now yeah. I'm back in there.
Yes.
I love that. So going into conference play, what are some things you're seeing from this team that keeps you excited?
You know, I'm seeing a lot of grit. I'm seeing a lot of toughness. Like what he said earlier, we've had two tough losses. Mm-hmm. It may say 0-2, but, you know, I have belief that we played hard in both of those games, and they were both easily things that we could have won. It just didn't go our way. And so, you know, seeing our grit, seeing our toughness, seeing the way that this team doesn't back down from a fight, even though we are undersized, we are. And it fuels me. It makes me excited to see that everybody wants to win. And being with teammates that want to win can be a game changer to me.
Yeah, you're known for being very consistent. How do you continue to keep that going, keep that regiment in your process?
Yeah, so, you know, just routine. Routine's a big thing for me. Every single home game, I'm in the gym that morning with Coach Scoop, or Coach Hunter is his mm-hmm. real name. we do all kinds of shooting. I shoot on the gun by myself. You know, just really getting in and getting those extra reps is kind of, I think, what keeps me consistent.
So we talked about routine. I know we talked about your breakfast.
Yes.
Are you eating cottage cheese and toast and fruit every morning? Or is this something that you're kind of just like tapping into a little bit? Or is this an every morning type of thing?
No, I think I've ate eggs, cottage cheese and toast with some fruit for an entire year every single morning.
Is it a superstition?
It's not. I'm not a superstitious person. I don't do all that. I just genuinely, I'm a picky eater.
Yeah.
So I like what I like, and I'm excited to eat something that I know I'm going to like.
Yeah. So going into practices, what are they kind of like for you? Are you more of a vocal leader? Or are you more of like a lead for by example?
I think as of right now, I would say I'm more of a lead by example. Mm-hmm. I want to try and get more into that vocal leadership. I know Coach Maya, she's been on me about being more vocal in practice and, you know, sharing my thoughts. But I feel if you asked anybody, they would tell you that I hustle, that I would dive on the floor, that I go in there and try and get offensive rebounds. I try to keep extra possessions. So I just try to lead by example in the way that I play, in the way that I hustle. So, yeah.
How has your game changed throughout the years?
Oh, it's changed a lot. I actually was just watching something about this last night. My shot obviously is progressing, and it progresses every year. But from high school to now, my shot's gotten so much faster. Mm-hmm. And, you know, and then my defense has also gotten so much better since high school as well. And, you know, just things like that. Little growth each year is just, you know, that 1% better each day, and you get better each year. So,
yeah. Speaking of shot, you just hit 500 points, Callie. Congratulations.
Thank you.
How does it feel making that success and knowing that all your hard work is paying off and you're seeing it front and center?
Well, I actually had no idea that I was even close, but after that game, I remember specifically it was halftime, and my trainer came up to me. She was like, congrats on 500, and I was like, what?
Like, what?
What? I didn't even know, but, you know, it's always good to see that the work you've put in relays an output, mm-hmm. and that's just the way that I see that. But it's obviously exciting, you know, at this level of basketball to be able to reach that kind of milestone.
Yeah, when things aren't going your way, how do you bounce back from that?
You know, I've had to learn the hard way that there's other ways to contribute to a basketball game than scoring and hitting threes and things like that. Usually if I'm not hitting, I'll try and get those O boards, or I'll really pay attention and, you know, be in a stance on defense, trying to play the best defense that I can, making sure that I'm boxing out. You know, just doing all the little things if my shots aren't going in. I try to fuel myself of getting a good stop or mm-hmm. a steal or, you know, a deflection, something like that.
How would your team describe you?
That's a great question. I think that they would describe me as selfless. They honestly tell me to shoot the ball sometimes, and I think they would describe me as a hustler, somebody that's going to do the little things, somebody that's going to dive on the floor, like I said earlier, dive on the floor, get those offensive rebounds, try and get extra possessions for our team. You know, just somebody that's going to do the little things, I think. And I think they would describe me as somebody that's encouraging, uplifting, somebody that's going to have your back and always be in your corner.
So when it's all said and done, what do you want to take away from UAB?
Like, as in the games?
Yeah. Just all around.
You know, I want to take away, I want to be something for this program to where I want to be a part of this team that wins a championship or that gets those wins and, you know, is at the top of this league. Like, I just want to be a part of something good for this program.
Yeah. That was our Blazer of the Week, Callie Smallwood. We'll be right back with This Week in Blazer Nation.
The if in life, it's a world of possibilities. If you go for a night out with friends, if you can keep an eye on your money along the way. If you know you have overdraft protection with no fee transfers from savings, when you get a low balance alert, it's easier to say yes to fun. If that sounds good, try Regions Life Banking.
Stay ready for the if in life. Regions Bank embrace the if in life.
Welcome back to This Week in Blazer Nation, presented to you by Children's of Alabama. We have a big one going on this week because football is looking to improve their roster after losing 30 players to both graduation and the portal. The portal opens on January 2nd and it closes on the 16th. Now, let's talk about men's basketball because after a three-hour game, the boys pulled it off in double overtime versus South Florida. We had leading scorers as Westry with 24 points and 6 assists, and we're looking at the women's. Both Molly and Callie had big games hitting over 500 points. This is a big one for the Blazers, and this week they're looking to improve and get their first win in conference. Now let's take a dive into what's going on with UAB Athletics this week. January 9th, UAB Women's Track is going to be hosting the UAB Blazer Invite at the Birmingham Crossplex. And January 10th, they'll be hosting the Vulcan Invite also at the Birmingham Crossplex. January 10th, Men's Tennis is going to be at Tennessee State, while UAB Women's Basketball is hosting FAU at 2 p.m. January 11th, UAB Men's Tennis is going to be at Memphis, with UAB Men's Basketball at East Carolina at 1 p.m. for another conference game. That was your show, and I'm your host, Madison Page. Join us next week as we talk more UAB athletics.
This has been a special presentation of Tony Curry Radio.